Blog Talk Radio.
And the Spirit of the Lord declares that I am the God who hovered over the earth. I am the God who hovered over the face of the deep. I am the God who hovered over a place that was void and empty. And it was the Spirit of the Lord that have broken out, that have covered the earth, that have spoken, declared things, and spoke things into existence, and there it was. I am the God who did not forsake the covenant that I made with the earth before the foundation of the earth. I am God, Yahweh. I am the God that hovers over the nations, and even as I hovered over the earth in the beginning, I am hovering over the nations even now. But it is I who have declared that after you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power to witness throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. And I have anointed you prophet and apostle and teacher and evangelist to be witnesses throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. So I say unto you today to arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So I declare unto you today to speak, to prophesy,
Mother's Day to all of the mothers. Thank you for dialing in to Indio Kingdom Gospel Radio. You're now listening to The Word with Pastor Dorothea Patterson. And I just want to start off in prayer on tonight, just lifting everybody up that you may hear exactly what you need to hear on tonight, whether you may be a man or a woman. But we are honoring our women on today. We are honoring our mothers on today, for it is Mother's Day, and we honor every mother on today, and we thank God for every mother. We thank you for strengthening the mothers on today, and God, I just want you to encourage them, to lift them up, and to give them strength to carry on. Even every single mother, we lift them up to you, because you said, God, you are the father to the fatherless on today. And so, Lord, we thank you on tonight for just covering the mothers and giving them a helping hand and giving them a day of rest. I hope that our mothers had a day of rest on today. And so, God, we just thank you. And so we want you to be encouraged. We want you to be encouraged because, you know, I want to come and talk to you tonight about just standing in faith, standing when you don't even see or understand why you're standing. When you don't see God really moving, but he's talking. See, God talks and he talks to you. But sometimes you feel as though, okay, I'm waiting for God to manifest his promise. And see, that's where your faith has to come in at. See, we're walking by faith, and Satan come to discourage you. Satan come to move you. Satan comes to uproot what God has planted in you and what you have done. But God came to tell you on tonight that you dare not to give up, because he said, I'm with you. I never leave you nor forsake you. That's why we have to turn our life over to God. That's why we have to choose God on today. I'm here to let you know that our help is coming from the Lord on today. The answer that you're searching for comes from God on today. Your help that you're looking for and you're searching for is not coming from this world, but it's coming from God. It's coming from a place of strength. It's coming from a place of power, God said. God said he's moving in your life, but you have to walk according to faith, according to what God has spoken to you in your life. You cannot listen to the enemy. So many of us is listening to the voice of Satan. Satan have a voice. Satan's voice will leave you discouraged. Satan's voice will leave you angry. Satan's voice will leave you in a place of trouble. Satan's voice will lead you into rebellion, not being submitted unto God and what God has called you to do. Satan's voice will lead you astray. And so you want to listen to God, because God's voice is what draws you nigh. God's voice is what leads you on the right path. God's voice is what leads you to life and not death. Satan going to lead you to death. Satan going to leave your heart heavy, but God going to give you peace in the midst of the storm. God is going to leave you content, content. So don't put your trust in the world. Don't put your trust in things and places and people. But God said, put your trust in him. Put your trust in his word. Stand on his word. When you can't stand on nothing else, when you can't lean on nothing else, nobody else, you can lean on God. You can lean on God when everything else fails in your life. Don't you know that we serve a God that never fails us? Don't you know that we serve a God that opened up doors for us? That's why he wants you to choose this day. This is why he wants you to turn your heart totally to him for all of the help that you need, for all of the answers that you need is in the Lord on today. Be not discouraged. Be not discouraged in all your hard work and everything that you've done and everything that you have sown. Know that it's not in vain. Women, raising your children and tending and sacrificing for your children, know that that is not in vain. Sacrificing for your household, sacrificing for what God has called you to do, it is not in vain. God has called us as women to do a work also. We understand our place as a woman. We know that the man is over us. We understand that we must be submitted to the man. We know that we are the weaker vessel. We understand all of them things, but we also must understand that God has also called you to preach the gospel. He's also called you to prophesy. He's also called you to be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost.
He has called some Deborahs. He's birthed some Deborahs in this season. He's birthed some Esthers in this season. He's birthed some Marys in this season to carry something spiritual in your womb that was placed there by God. And you shall have a spiritual birthing. You should have a, it's a seed that is planted in you that is spiritual. It is your ministry. It is what God called you to. It is your baby. And God is saying, you're in your birthing season, and you're going to birth it out. You're going to birth it out. And you may be going through some birthing pains right now. You may be going through some contractions right now. You may have to push and push, and you're out of, you know, you're just, your strength is just weak, and you're weakened right now. But don't stop pushing. You have to say, don't, no, you got to push. Remember, it's a time to push, and it's a time not to push. It's a time to push, and it's a time not to push. But when them contractions come, when them birthing pains come, it's time, God said. And so don't be discouraged when the birthing pains come, when the contractions come. Don't be scared when the water breaks, God, because the water is about to break. And the contractions is about to come. And everything that he placed in you, everything that he purposed inside of you is going to come to pass, saith the Lord. Why? Because you're destined. You're destined to do what God called you to do, whatever it is. Everybody is not created to do the same thing. We're just not. That's why we call the body of Christ. The body of Christ. Everybody want to be God, though. Everybody want to be the head. Everybody want to be, you know, the eyes, and everybody want to be the ears. Everybody want to be the head, but nobody want to be the body. Nobody want to operate. Nobody want to serve. The hand is for serving. Come on now. Nobody want to be the hands. Nobody want to be the servant, God said, but we're called to be servants. Mary, she was serving. Come on, Jesus. She was serving. She was bowing at Jesus' feet, serving. We're to work in the kingdom of God. Pastor Craig was talking about the Proverbs 31 woman. That woman, she was a worker. She was a smart woman. She was a prosperous woman. And God has called us to be just that, to be a woman of wisdom. God has called us to be just that. And know who you are in God. Don't let the world define you. Don't let them call you outside of your name. You know how some, you know, we get comfortable with someone calling us the B word just for joking, calling you outside your name. But let nobody call you outside of who God has made you and created you to be. Don't let them define you. Don't let them put a price tag on you. Don't let them tell you how much you're worth. When God said you're more precious than gold, you're more precious than rubies and diamonds, but you're letting the world define you. You're letting Satan define you and tell you that you're not worthy, and you're not worthy, but God said you are. God is about to pour your worth back into you. God is about to show you just how much you really mean, how much you're worth. You're worth so much that he sent his only begotten son down here on earth to die for you. You're worth that to God. Satan said, who are these people that you're so mindful of them? Satan is jealous of you. Satan is coming to tear the woman down, to tear the man down, anyone that is destined to serve God, anyone that's destined to chase after the things of God, anyone that is created in God's image. Satan is coming after you. That's why we got to be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. in the fire because we are able to stand against Satan. God has given us power against him. That's why we need him. We need him to raise our family. We can't do nothing outside of God. You can't even preach the gospel outside of God. You can't even pray outside of God. You can't even worship outside of God. He said, because worship me, what? In spirit and in truth. Come on now. So we need to understand the power of God over our life, that we are not walking in the natural. We're walking according to faith. Women, men, we're walking according to the word of God, not according to what the worldly system say, not according to what the world say. I keep on hearing God saying, don't let the world define you. They called Jesus a witch. They called him a warlock. They said he's a sorcerer. He said it, they said he was a mad. He was doing magic. And they tried to define Jesus, but Jesus spoke for himself. Jesus, signs and wonders followed. Jesus walked according to the will of his Father. So we don't have to go about proving who we are, because when we walk automatically, the favor of God is going to fall on you. The peace of God is going to fall on you. The minute that you line up with God, don't you understand that no weapon formed against you should be able to prosper? Don't you understand that every fiery dart that come your way, that you're able to quench that dart in the mighty name of Jesus? Don't you understand that when you call on the name of Jesus, that his power and Satan got to back up in the mighty name of Jesus? Don't you know that Satan know your name, that your name has been mentioned in the heavens, and Satan don't want no parts of you? But don't you understand, once Satan no longer can tempt you in certain areas of his life, of your life, and as you close every door that Satan is trying to come through, then he's going to try to kill you for real. He's going to try to put you in a casket for real. When he realized that you're so in tune with God, see, that's what he did to the apostles. See, when he understands that it's no turning back, he want to silence your mouth. He want to shut your mouth. But as long as he can, you know, deceive you, as long as he can come and tempt you with the things that you were weakened in and cause you to fall constantly, but when you get to a certain place, and you will get to a certain place in God, as long as the Holy Ghost is dwelling within you and you're asking God constantly for strength and for help, God is going to do just that for you. And then you're going to know exactly who the God that you serve, because you're going to look at where he brought you from. And Satan is going to tremble every time you walk in the room, every time you open your mouth. Satan is going to be on the run. Satan is scared of the people of God, especially if you know who you are, especially if you walk without a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Satan do not want no part of a person that had the spirit of God dwelling down inside of them, and the fire of God that is dwelling. Satan see exactly what is inside of you. When Jesus walked up on that man, them demons knew. They said, I know who you are. You're the Son of the Most High God. We know who you are. You come to destroy us before our time. And they begged Jesus, can we just go into the pit? Can we go into the swamp? That's how Satan is. Can I just go over here? Don't cast me out, and don't, you know, make me leave before my assignment is up. But I'm here to let you know, with your warlock, you got to go before your assignment is up. See, we allowing them to stay in our atmosphere until their assignment is up. But when we call, until their assignment is up, but we're called to destroy Satan. We're called to destroy the works of Satan in the mighty name of Jesus. We're not going to allow you to stay in our atmosphere until your time is up. We're here to tell you that your time is up now in the name of Jesus. The assignment over our life is up in the name of Jesus. The assignment over your household is up in the name of Jesus, where we plead the blood. For our hands of protection is all around everything that we own, everything that we love in the mighty name of Jesus. We're here to serve notice to Satan on tonight. We're here to let him know that he is not in charge, that God is in charge. See, Satan trying to take over my body a little bit today. I didn't realize what was going on before the service. I called Pastor. I said, you know what? I'm not going to do the show. I'm just going to lay down, and I'm just going to rest because something, you know, my body is not feeling, you know, that good. I'm in a little pain. And something said as I was listening to Pastor and I'm preaching the word, hallelujah, I thank you for the strength in the word, something said, get up and go ahead and soak your body. And when I went in and I soaked my body, I didn't even stay in there that long, but I soaked my body in the bathtub. And when I got up out of the bath, I felt no pain. Because that's the type of God that we serve, even when you don't even know fully what's going on. But God said, no, that was something trying to attack your body. And every time it's time for you to minister, hallelujah, come before the people, something is coming against you. Something is praying against you, because I can feel it in the atmosphere when I'm in a spiritual warfare, and something is trying to bind up, and something is trying to shut my mouth. But I decree and I declare on today that Satan, you will not shut my mouth. I will open up my mouth, and I will cry loud and spare not. I will have the unction of the Holy Ghost, and the unction of the Holy Ghost will speak, hallelujah. The Holy Ghost will be stirred up like fire shut up in my bones, and I will be led, hallelujah, by the Holy Ghost. See, it is not me. I don't come in my own power, but I come in the power of the Holy Ghost. I don't come in his flesh. The flesh is just a vessel to be used. But God said, let me touch her vessel. Let me touch her body. Let me strengthen her body on tonight. Lord, I thank you for strengthening my body on tonight, that I may come and strengthen your people. And I may speak life right now into dead situations, into women that think that they want to give up. It's a lady that took her children to CVS and dropped the child off. But I pray for that lady right now. She dropped her children off. But we're praying for every woman right now, because I've been in that place. I've been when I wanted to give up and did give up and give my children to their father for a season. So I know exactly when it's too much to bear. And we're praying for them women on today, oh God, that you give them strength. Because see, at the time that I did it, I was not in God. But when I got my kids back, I ran to the church and I understood that I needed God to be able to sustain, hallelujah, and be the mother that I needed to be to my children. So it was God on tonight. And so I know what it feels to have the burden of being a mother and doing it on your own. So I pray on tonight, God, that you strengthen them and you send them the help that they need on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, he's a mighty God and he's able to do it. Nobody did it for me but Jesus. Nobody did it for me until I gave my life to the Lord. No, I was not stressed and I was weak before I gave my life to the Lord. I was not the mother that I should have been. I was not the wife that I should have been. I was not the daughter or the friend that I should have been before I gave my life to God. I just wasn't until I got filled with the Holy Ghost and I started producing the fruit and I started walking in love and I started walking in peace. I started walking in Holy Ghost boldness and stopped allowing Satan to destroy my children and destroy my household and come against my marriage and come against what God has called me to do in my ministry. I began to fight back because I understood who I was and who I was and what God had called me to. And I understand that no weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. Why? Saith the Lord. He said, because I'm fighting for you. He said, the angel is fighting for you. He said, it's more for you than it's against you. He told me to tell you that on tonight. I know it seemed like it's you against the world, but God told me to tell you that if God be for you, who can stand against you? Greater is he that is inside of you than he that is in the world. Now, do you believe that on tonight? This is a faith walk. I'm pushing and I'm preaching faith into you on tonight that you are that superwoman. You are that superman. You are the one that is called. You are anointed to do what God has called you to do. You shall walk upright. You shall walk righteous and holy before God. You shall be a light in this dark world. You will preach the gospel. You will build God's church. You will take care of the needy and the hungry. You will do what God has created you to do in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and we declare it on tonight that we will do what we were created to do, what we were molded to do, what we were fashioned to do, what we was anointed to do. We will not give up because of the spirit that is in us is not able to give up. It is not able to quit. Understand that the Spirit of God never slumber. It never sleep. Hallelujah. Now, this fleshly body, you ain't got to lay down and got to rest, but our spirit is always on alert, saith the Lord. Yes, God, we thank you on tonight. Yes, Lord, we thank you for just pouring your spirit. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the last days, God's going to pour his spirit out on women, men, and children. He's going to pour his spirit out. He said, not by power, not by might, but by your spirit, by God's spirit. He's pouring out his spirit. There's so much in his spirit. You want his spirit to dwell in you. You want God to live in you and you and him on tonight. You want to have fellowship with him because that's where your strength lies. Now, I'm telling you, I feel energized like the energized bunny on tonight. I sure don't feel like how I was feeling before I got on this broadcast on tonight. It is God. It is the mighty God that I serve, that his hand is on me. See, it's not Mr. Holy Ghost. See, it's the Holy Ghost when you're unctioned by the Holy Ghost, and my body said, no, I'm not getting on tonight. I'm going to sit right here, but God said, you're going to get up in the mighty, you're going to get up. He didn't say in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, you're going to get up. He said, get up and go sit. He gave me instruction. So it's very important to listen to instruction because first I laid there for a little bit, and he kept saying, get up. I was listening to the Bible. I was listening. I was getting strengthened. I said, God, but the more I'm listening to this, the more you're strengthening me. He said, I'm going to strengthen you even more when you get up and be obedient to me. And see, it's something about being obedient to God. See, so obedience is everything. Obedience is better than any sacrifice. God says, I need you to get up now because the witches is on you. The warlocks is on you. They're praying against you. Even right now, they know when you got to go on. They know when Sunday come that you're bombarded in heaven with the word of God. You're bombarded in heaven with prayer. You're bombarded in heaven with worship, and Satan is mad. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. See, he know your name on tonight. That's why he's coming against you. He's coming against your household. But God told me to tell you, you got to know the power that dwell within you. You got to know that you have the right to say, Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, and the blood is against you. We destroy you in the name of Jesus. You're under my feet. You must take your hands off of my children in the name of Jesus. And you got to say it boldly, and you got to say it with confidence, knowing that your enemies is about to be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus. See, you don't got to worry about, hallelujah, enemies, because God said, I'm a deal with them. He said, vengeance belongs to me. But see, we're being distracted by our enemies. But God said, I'm calling you to do a great work. I'm calling you to save the nations. I'm calling you to prepare a people for the coming back Christ Jesus. I'm calling you to go out to the world and heal the sick and to open up blind eyes. I'm calling you to do some things to save the children. I'm calling you to do greater things than Christ did. I'm calling you saith the Lord. But see, Satan have got us all mixed up, and we're not walking according to faith. We're walking, you know, to what we're really seeing. When the Bible told us time and time again, don't walk according to what you're seeing. Don't walk according, and this is for women. Happy Women's Day. Stop walking according to your feelings and your emotions. God had told me a long time ago that your feelings and your emotions are going to get you messed up. See, our feelings and our emotions get us caught up. I'm telling you right now, we can't trust our feelings and our emotions. They say, oh, that's my intuition. Oh, something is telling me that, you know, that's not right. You just not right. No, some of this is just hate. Some of this is just hate. It's not your spirit seeing that person is off. No, you need to walk in love. We're not here to befriend everybody, but everything is not our discernment, saith the Lord. We're blaming it on discernment, but everything is not discernment, saith the Lord, but we must discern. Now, Lord, we thank you on tonight, because he's a mighty God. He said, I never leave you nor forsake you. That's what you must know. Satan wants you to think that it's time that God is leaving you, because you're going through some things, and God is allowing you to go through some things. God will give you no more than you can bear. God give us no more than what we can bear. Trust me. Trust me. And he won't let you be tempted either, no more than what you can bear. He's going to give you a way of escape. How I know? Because the Bible said so. So it's no excuse. He's giving you a way. He's giving you a way of escape. When Satan was tempting Eve with that apple, God was, look, you had a way to escape. When you told the serpent in the beginning, nah, God said, we can't eat. You knew right then, God, look, no, you know, God, if he brought it back to your memory, you cannot eat. But you sat there and you had a conversation and you allowed Satan to convince you. You entertained the voice. This is what happened when you entertain the voice of Satan. He began to deceive you and convince you. You know how you getting that salesman get in your ear? And if you let them get in your ear long enough, they will convince you that the sale is on point. Pastor Taquaja is my witness. If I had it the other week, we was out to the shop, honey, this woman would have sold me this watch. That's how convincing she was. But God. So don't allow Satan to get in your ear and stay in your ear. As soon as you hear Satan in your ear, you rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Because that's the voice of Satan. Negativity, the voice of Satan. And we're mixing that up with the voice of God. We're mixing up, God said, our feelings and our emotions to be God. But God said, no, we learn to separate our feelings and emotions from what God is saying. God is not feeling, nor God is emotion. So God is speaking to us tonight. Because he called us to do something great. We're moving according to his spirit. He has given us godly wisdom, heavenly wisdom, not this earthly wisdom, not this earthly knowledge. You know, you can't get it in an earthly book, but you can get it in the word of God, and only the word of God. And then the Bible said, I'm not going to only give it to you in word, but I'm going to give it to you by power. I'm going to give it to you by power and by my spirit. I'm going to reveal some things. So it's more than just knowing even the word of God. It's about having him live within you. It's about choosing this day who you're going to serve, walking it out, not just being the hearer, but, Lord, I'm going to do what your word say and watch the word work for you. The word will work, and yes, we do. We have to pick up our cross daily and follow Christ. So we're picking up the cross. We're picking up the cross, and we have to follow him. And he's not saying just pick up the cross once. It's a pick up the cross daily. So every day You wake up, you're picking up that cross. You're carrying Christ with you. You're carrying his suffering with you. You're carrying the persecution with you. That's why the world hates you, because they see the cross. Satan hates you because you're carrying the cross. And if you're carrying the cross, that means that you have resurrection power. That means that when Satan see you, he see resurrection power, he see the cross, he see the blood that was shedded at the cross. And he can't do nothing with you. Don't put your cross down. Carry your cross. Don't despise where God have you at. Carry the cross and watch your resurrection power begin to work in your life. You can resurrect some dead things in your life. The power of life and death is in your tongue. God told me to tell you to start resurrecting some dead things in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, you shall live and not die. Some of us is dying slowly, but God said, I speak life into your spirit on today. I breathe the breath of life right now. Your dead and your dry bones shall live again in the mighty name of Jesus. Your mind shall be renewed. Your mind shall be sound in the name of Jesus. I come against depression even right now. I come against suicidal thoughts right now. The spirit of giving up right now. In the name of Jesus, you will not give up. You will be strengthened. You will be strengthened through the blood of Christ Jesus on tonight. In the name of Jesus, you shall make it. You will not fail. You will not give up. In the name of Jesus, you will not quit, because you are not a quitter. You was not made to quit, but God is calling you to be strong and not weak. Strong and not weak. All through the Bible, he said, I command you to be strong. It is a command that you be strong. It's a command that you do not be weak. It's a command that you do not have the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind on tonight. This is not the season for us to be weak. Women all through the Bible is strong. Men all through the Bible is strong. We got some Samsons. We have some Samson's out there that is ready for war. We got David's out there that's ready for war, that's ready to take Goliath down. Come on now. We have some Deborahs out there that's ready for war. You got to be ready. You got to be armored up. Why do you think God given us weapons? He said our weapons is not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds, saith the Lord. So our weapons is not carnal. He gave us weapons. He also gave us a spiritual armor. He told us how to protect our spirit man. He told us that one of our weapons is the sword, which is the word of God, and it's powerful, and it will cut Satan's head dead off. That's why you have to know the word of God. I'm telling you right now, you want to know God. You want to know him, because he is the way. Before I gave my life to God, I knew him. I knew him because I was raised in church, but I did not have a relationship with him. And Satan was having a field day in my life. I had to make it personal. I had to pick up my cross, and I had to follow him. So we got to make it personal. Yes, you might know him, but have you given your heart to him on today? Have you given your children to him on today? Have you given it over to the Lord on today? Because it's too much for you to bear, but it's not too much for God to bear. So you might know him, but is he living and is he dwelling? Have you said, yes, God, I give it all to you. I give my children to you. I give my life to you. I'm in your hands. Have you submitted under the hand of God, under the power of God? This is what he's calling us to, women and men I keep saying women because it is a woman's day. It is Mother's Day. God want to strengthen the mothers. My heart go out. I'm a mother. I know mothers. I have a mother. I have a grandmother. So I sit and I watch the struggles of the mother. I see that we're really misunderstood a lot of times, that we got to pick up the slack a lot of times. And God, I'm asking you on tonight, I'm praying on tonight as I stand in the gap for women all over this world, all over this country that need help, oh God. Send them the help that they need. Send the children the help that they need. Send the fathers the help that they need. That's my heart. That's my heart. You want to know what's my heart? Because my heart is for the children. Not saying it's not for the women or the men, but my heart go out because our children is the one that is going through some things and may have to later on get delivered, and thank God that he's a God that delivers. So that's why you want to be in God, so that the children won't have that impact. The impact. They won't have the, I'm telling you now, if you're in church and you have children, you raising your kids, they will not feel the impact. I remember growing up in church and didn't know I was poor. I didn't know that we would struggle. I didn't know that the struggle was real. I didn't feel the impact that my mom felt. We was covered by God. I just saw God continuously bring us out time and time again. I remember going through some things and having trouble, but I always remember God, like, bringing us out. So I'll never forget, my mother was going to college, and we had this lady come to interview my mother because she was a single mother, not really because I had a father, but, you know, he wasn't there at the time. So she was a single mother, and she was going to college, and they wanted to interview her because she lived in the projects, and she was a single mother going to school, trying to send for her five kids. So the reporter came, and, you know, they lined us all up, and they asked us one by one, and then they got to me, and they asked me, you know, what do it feel like to be poor? I was like, whoa. I said, well, I don't know, because I'm not poor. I got everything I need. I'm good. I'm blessed, you know. So, and I look back on that, and that wasn't nobody but God that covered me in these things as a child. So I'm here to let you know, and this is one of the reasons why I got saved too. This is my testimony. I got saved because of my kids. I got saved because, Lord, I wanted to be a better mother to my kids. I wanted to be a better person and have a better life for my children. Be a better example, have a better life. I was very particular when it came to things with my children, things that they seen, things that they was around. I just had that desire since I was small. But when my children were small, Lord, I want to be the best mother that I could. And I realized that I couldn't outside of God. I realized outside of God, I couldn't do it. I knew. I said, Lord, I need you. And how I knew I needed God, because I knew God, but I didn't have a relationship with him. I heard about him. My mother taught me about him. I was raised in church. So I loved God, but I didn't accept him. I didn't allow him in my life. I was still doing the things of the world, and I was still, you know, just living life. I wasn't doing what he called me to do. I had a calling on my life. And that's another reason why my life was rough and tough, because I had a calling on my life and I was running from God. I was doing what I wanted to do until one day God said, this is it. I thought this was it. So I thank God for my mama on today for dragging me to the church house. July 2003. My mama came and called and said that I'm going we're going to your church, because I had a church, and took me to the church. She said, you're coming up out of this darkness. You're coming up out of this depression. And she took me to the church house, and I've been saved, and I committed myself to God ever since. I've been walking with the Lord, and he's been walking with me. And I done seen him bring my children through some stuff. He done brought me through some stuff. Brought my children through prison. Brought my children through motherhood and all of these things and birth. I done seen God save their lives. Have his hands on my children, on my family. When the enemy wished to destroy them. So I thank God because I'm a praying mother. Be a praying mother. And you will see your loved ones saved. You will see them set free. If you pray without ceasing, pray without, never stop praying. Never stop praying. Yes, we understand they have to make a decision for themselves. But what we're praying, we can pray. Because the Bible calls to pray and to intercede. So never, never start praying. Some things God will say, no, you can't pray about that. We got to use wisdom. The Bible teaches some things, no, you can't pray about that. You got to ask God, how do I pray? What do I say? Reveal it to me. But most of all, what we can pray, and this is the one prayer that we can always pray, because, see, people always call you and they want you to pray for their situation. But, you know, sometimes you really can't pray for their situation, but you can pray for their heart to turn to God and that they choose God. So a prayer of salvation and a prayer of repentance for people that don't know God is something that we can always pray for our loved ones. God, help their heart. Turn their heart. Lord, give them a visitation. Let them choose this day who they're going to serve, oh God. Send them ministering angels, God. Send them people that will come in and evangelize with them. These are the things that we can pray, that God change their heart, because we want our loved ones and we want our children. We want them to turn to God. We can't force nobody to receive God because we have free will. But you can pray for their heart to change so that the things that are happening to them in their life can cease. But as long as they have their hands on certain things and doing certain things and living a simple way, then they're allowing Satan to come into their life. But what we can do, oh, Lord, help them open their eyes so that they can close these doors so that they can know that it is you that is able to bring them out. And so we pray the prayer of salvation and repentance to those that are lost, those that do not know God and have not made God, you know, their choice, have not made Jesus their personal Savior. These are the things that we pray even over our children. So that, because all our children, even though we may raise them in church, like me, I wasn't always in church. It was a time in my life where, you know, I wasn't in church, and I'm sure my mom was praying for me. So I'm praying, Lord, turn my child heart. Lord, fix my heart. We got children out there that is strung out on drugs. We got children that is caught up in prostitution. We got children we ain't seen in years, but we can pray for them children. Lord, cover them. Cover them, oh God. Minister to them, oh God. Heal them, oh God. Yes, Lord, we thank you. That's just a mother's heart. You're never gonna stop. You're never gonna stop. You're not, because see, it's people, we gotta pray. I don't know why God, we gotta pray. People being wicked and, you know, certain wicked, then God ain't going to lead you to pray. I can't pray for you. That's wicked. That's just wrong, you know. One lady wanted me to pray. She was sleeping with somebody's husband. That's different. I can't pray for that. I can just tell you to repent. Sometimes the prayer is just repent. Sometimes the word is just repent. That's it. That's a prayer in itself, right? That's a prayer within itself on tonight. But we thank God. We thank God that we're able to repent. And you, we take that lightly. We don't want to hear repent, but that is an awesome word, that we're able to repent. Because Satan can't repent. Them fallen angels cannot repent, but we can repent. We have mercy. We have grace that God has given us. Thank him for that. We thank God for the forgiveness of sins. We thank God for his agape love. We thank God for giving us another chance. We thank God. God gave us so many chances, but we don't want to give other people another chance, though. We just thank God that God is not like man, because man, they're not going to give you chance of the chance, chance of the chance. After a while, it's going to be just a wrap. Matter of fact, that you cross man too many times, they're going to want to kill you. This is the world that we're in. They're going to want to kill you. They're going to want to destroy you. They're going to want to come against your house. They're going to want to just burn you down. But God, and we just pray that that's not, you know, the type of person that we are. These are people with wicked hearts. There's people out there with wicked hearts. And we pray that, God, you touch their heart too, that they don't be wicked. You know, you had Saul who was killing all the Christians. That's wicked. He said, Saul said, I ain't care if it was a woman or a man. Kill you. I'm going to kill you if you preach Christ risen. I'm going to kill you if you talk about Christ coming back. See, that's where it all got really crazy. When the apostles start talking about how Christ Jesus rose from the dead, and really got crazy when they said he coming back, though. They died for that. They died for what they preached and what they believed. We got to stand on what we preach. We got to stand on, as long as it is the word of God, let me put it like this, and led by God, because, see, Satan will take God's word and twist it all around and kind of, it be God's word, but it don't be God's word. You took it out of content. You just use, you know, one little scripture to, you know, do whatever you do with it, mislead. So we got to know God's word for ourselves. We got to know how God sounds. We got to make sure that what we hear line up with the word of God. God is love. God is peace. You know, God is correction. We got to know him in all them different faces, though. Because we get too familiar with God as love, we don't know that God is correction. We'll get upset when God comes to correct. But he said, I'm correcting in love. I'm correcting, and, you know, I'm not, you know, I might have to tear you down, but I'm gonna build you back up again. So we have to know when it's God and when God is speaking. That's what, see, you ever had a child and you and the child get in trouble and they call the parent mean? Oh, you mean. That's how we are with God sometimes. Oh, you mean, because God said something that we didn't like or we didn't feel. I know that happened to me. I'm like, Lord, I ain't feel that. I don't know. I don't think you for me really, God, right now in this situation. But God said, I'm for you. I'm for you. I'm for you. I'm just telling you for your own good. God tell us stuff for our own good. And, Lord, I thank you for telling me things for my own good. Lord, I thank you for the times he said, Thea, be quiet. Don't say nothing. Let me fight your battle. Thea, be quiet. You don't got to argue. Thea, be quiet. You don't have to say the last word. No, I want you to do this. I want you to do that. I want you to say this. And you be like, and you don't want to say it. See, what God wants you to say, you don't want to say. And what God don't want you to say, you won't say it. That's the flesh and the spirit at war. Don't you know that the flesh and the spirit is always at war? The flesh is not willing, but the spirit is willing. That's what the Bible says. So it just be sometime our flesh going back and forth. So that's why I was fighting tonight, I guess. I was fighting my flesh and my spirit. Because my spirit, I sure enough wanted to do the show. I sure enough wanted to come and do what God had called me to do. I don't want to feel defeated. I sure wanted to, but my flesh was like, but your body, though, you hurting. You barely can get up right now. That's what my body was saying. And then my spirit told me to get up. You know, like when they told a lame man, told him to get up and walk, get up and carry your bed. Carry your bed and walk. That's how God, and he said, get up. That man been sitting there for how long trying to get to the pool? But God, he said, get up. He said, get up. Get up and walk. Get up and do what I say to. Get up and do what I say to. So, Lord, we thank you. And happy Mother's Day again to all of the mothers. We just thank God. I hope you guys was encouraged on tonight and blessed on tonight. I was. I was definitely blessed from what I heard with Pastor Ty Quasar's show. I'm going to go back and definitely hear the end because I'm not used to not listening to the whole, you know, broadcast. But I'm going to go back. Thank God we can always go back and listen to these words, no matter what show it is. We can always go back and listen. And so I just thank God for strengthening us on tonight through his word and through the power of prayer. We just thank you, God, on tonight for not leaving us and just being here in the midst. I thank you in the midst. I just know that I felt my help on tonight. Thank you all that was praying. Thank you, Pastor Todd Quasar, for your prayers that are lifted up, oh God. And we just thank you, Lord, for just touching our body on tonight and allowing us to move forward on tonight with your word. I just hope everybody was encouraged. We love you. You know that God loves you even more. Meet us back here next Wednesday for our Bible study. Then we have Friday intercessory prayer. Pastor Todd Quasar, 7:30 on Sundays, Kingdom Talk. Love you all, and thank you for dialing into NDO Kingdom Gospel Radio to hear the word by Pastor Dorothea Patterson. God bless and good night. See you guys next week.